Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway.
Alrighties, I'm Hong Bin Jung and I'm with Roshan Gidwani and Chua Tian Tian, and it's time for Spill the tea.
So this is a tale of two CFOs. We all know what a CFO is, right?
Yes.
What is it?
A chief financial officer.
There you go. Good marks, 100%.
Yes!
All right, good job. Well, this first CFO, and I'm not naming names, has violated his respective company's code of ethics in delaying payments of up to approximately $100 million to vendors from Q4 2023 to Q1 2024. Oh. What he did as well is speed up the company's collection of receivables by $260 million in Q4 of 2023. Now, all of this was done to meet free cash flow targets that his company had publicly announced, which basically meant that a key metric which determined his incentive compensation was fulfilled.
Roshan, who was this CFO?
I have the details, but I'm not naming names.
Why? This is spill the tea.
Okay. Let me pull them up. But I do have a quote. Okay. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "To lose patience is to lose the battle."
Oh.
All right. So basically, the CFO lost patience. He wanted his incentive compensation straight up. He didn't give it any time. So in this case, it sounded like the CFO spilled the tea a little too fast.
But you're testing our patience by not spilling the tea on the name.
Come up in the end.
I want to spill the tea. Let me pull it up.
Let me tell you the full story. That incentive compensation came to no use because the SEC, or the Securities and Exchange Commission in the U.S. where this event took place, filed that the CFO is not entitled to any compensation or severance or equity award vesting since he resigned recently. So it makes me ask the question, did he love his job more or the salary he was about to receive, let alone the incentive? I'm just adding more spice to the tea. And of course, you need to know the name. I'll get into it in just a little bit.
Okay.
Let me tell you the story about the second CFO. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this other CFO resigned recently as well. Well, let me spill the tea. Why did he do that? An internal probe found that there was a material weakness in his financial reporting. The investigation is still ongoing, and this CFO will receive his annual cash performance of over $700,000. But what tea did he spill? Well, his company had a goal of $1.25 billion to $1.5 billion in operating profit by 2025. Where the CFO became a tad naughty was by rearranging accounting categories to mask weaknesses in the strategy's results, and the rationalization behind that was that the management team knew that that was a successful strategy, except it wasn't. They did not know.
Oh.
Right? So that's like me giving the both of you a tea, except there's no tea in it. It's just hot water, which is exactly what the CFO found himself in. Yeah.
Oh, steamy.
Not good. Who
is the CFO?
I have the details.
You don't have the details, do you?
I'll tell you the details on Monday.
You're giving us hot water, you know.
Oh, man. I'm not spilling the tea. That's
this is not spilling the tea. This is just giving us a watered-down tea.
I thought I was not giving you the names for a reason. But I have something, you know, wise to say, right? So reaching targets can be stressful. But it's just like the fortune cookie that Ryan gave me this morning.
I want that fortune cookie now.
You know what Ryan gave me just now?
What did he
a
give
A link
you?
To a fortune cookie generator.
Just like
I
on
didn't
your
even
phone?
Get
he
anything.
Texted you? Oh, no.
I didn't even get anything. Hello, Ryan. Oh, my goodness.
We got flowers on Monday. Oh. And now I really got to stick to this.
Yeah. Okay, well, you heard it right here on Money FM 89.3. Roshan will be getting all of the ladies here. We've got four ladies
Nadia,
here.
Alex, Tian Tian, HP.
Yep. All so right. He's going to get
Can we ask
four
for the
flowers.
Most expensive bouquet?
Yeah.
Most
Can we get 100 roses for each?
To be pulled up by Kumar in a classic car.
We don't want just a stock. We want something more than that.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
We want to see the love.
But yeah, absolutely. I can do muffins for sure.
But flowers.
But flowers. Got it. Monday.
Okay. But you said it.
Yeah, of course.
I'll do it. Binded.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The 6th of May, right? Monday? Yeah.
We asked for tea, not hot water. We
asked
for roses, not muffins.
You need to bring us tea as well.
Got it. It's all happening. Next episode of Spill the Tea.
All right, he's looking forward to it. Hopefully, it wouldn't be water. This time, it will be tea.
Sounds good.